different hat on now. You're district governor for the Lions Club, and Lions Club International does some incredible service work. And we were talking recently, I forget where we bumped into each other, about some of that work, and a lot of it doesn't get a lot of attention. And so we want to talk a little bit about the different missions and what's going on. Month by month, there's different focuses here. First of all, introduce your guest. You've got a guest to join us on this conversation as well.
I do. Thanks, Scott. So joining us is Lion Sherry Fetch. She lives in Mandan, North Dakota, and she is my Lions Club International Foundation chair on my district cabinet. Lions Club is 107 years old, worldwide, 1.4 million members, 49,000 Lions Clubs around the world. And starting in 1968, we've had a foundation that provides grants to local clubs to help local communities with things like disaster relief and different projects. And so over the years, they've given out over $1 billion in grants. And what I love is that that goes to a local Lions Club or a district that understands where they live and who they live with and how to help those people.
How did you become a district governor? What kind of a area do you serve, Lynn, in that post?
So I serve all of Western North Dakota. We've got 46 Lions Clubs and hoping to add two more this year. And we've got just under 1,250 Lions across Western North Dakota. Eastern North Dakota is a separate district. And so you start out, working in leadership in your club, and then you move to a zone level, and then hopefully to a district-wide level. And I think District 5NW was hoping that my love for big things would result in doing for District 5NW what I did for Mineral Resources, and that is get focused, get good governance, get good people in leadership positions, and watch that thing grow.
Very interesting. And Sherry, welcome to you as well. I want to look back before we look forward. Lynn mentioned this focus month by month. Last month was diabetes awareness. So what kinds of examples with this, going into the local chapters and helping them, what kind of work did you do on diabetes? Just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we do a lot of what are called stride walk. Now they have what is called stride events, because it could be a dance. It could be anything in related that they title stride, whose focus is to bring awareness to diabetes and help through diabetes causes. Our Lynn and I are a part of the same Lions Club, and our Lions Club does a stride walk for diabetes awareness to help pay the parental cost of kids with diabetes to attend the Camp Maverick Camp for diabetes here in North Dakota. So our club's focus is to be able to send kids to camp. And that's what, through the district, we try to reflect on. How can we do something locally to help diabetes? And there is a lot of things that goes on throughout the state with strides, walks, and bringing awareness.
Spent a little time on the beach over the Christmas holiday, and I was reading the book Good Energy by Dr. Casey Means and Dr. Callie Means, and the detrimental health impacts from diabetes are just mind blowing when you dig into the stats a little bit. And if you don't have it, the chances you're going to have it, and then how your life can be shortened from it, phenomenal. I mean, just eye opening. And it's a good book, by the way. It's a little above my pay grade, but that's one thing I came away from it is to monitor that closely if you don't have it, and to really pay attention to that, because it impacts so many other things in your life. So that's obviously a good one. You mentioned, Lynn, the focus this month, the disaster relief programs that Lions Club International Foundation is doing. What would be some examples there where, again, you have the focus for the month and it's all of the Lions, but trickles down into the local communities? How do you help there?
Yeah, so typically, and I'll let Sherry chime in here, but any local Lions Club or district can get a $15,000 grant from Lions Club International Foundation to respond to a local disaster. So when the tornado happened up at Northwood, The Lions in Grand Forks and Northwood jumped in and got grant money and helped with housing for people that were displaced and with providing meals for the cleanup crews and the rebuilding crews. And right now we're putting together a program to respond this next spring when people start rebuilding from the wildfires out in western North Dakota. And so we've got a handful of local clubs out there that want to get grant money and work alongside of the Cattlemen's Association and help the people that are rebuilding from the wildfires. So that's just a couple examples, and Sherry may have some others.
So I have a couple of examples for our nation in regards to that Lions Club International Foundation has awarded 13 grants totaling $365,000 to the hurricane relief so far. 11 emergency grants totaling $165,000 went to Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee. And in addition to these 11 emergency grants, they awarded two major catastrophe grants to Multiple District 35, Florida, and Multiple District 31, North Carolina, totaling $100,000. So a total so far of $365,000 has been given to those communities that have been so devastated by those hurricanes.
Wow.
And you can be sure that there were Lions out there right away helping those people, because that's what we do. We go out and help.
You know, it's hard not to know somebody that's in Lions or see a sign at a particular gathering spot that says the Lions meet here on such and such day and time and everything else, but I don't know that people realize, you know, it isn't just about people getting together for fellowship, which it obviously is. But it's about doing some good, and I would imagine most Lions clubs are aware of this, but for those that aren't, that have a particular need in any of these areas, could reach out to a Lion and bring something to their club, because these are some dollars to tap into from the International Foundation that can do some good. You mentioned the wildfires. I mean, a lot of cattle lost in that. I don't even know if we still know a number, how many head of cattle were lost in that, but there'd be a prime example where you've got a local impact, right, Lynn?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Scott. And, you know, one of the things that really turned me on to Lions was when we had the sandbagging effort in Bismarck in the 2011 flood, and the local Lions clubs pulled a trailer out there and provided free meals to everybody who came out to fill sandbags. You know, just things that you wouldn't normally think of to be able to eat. And so we're thinking, we've watched some of the emergency crews, the people that are trying to rebuild power lines and fences and those things out in western North Dakota, and we want to support those folks with meals and water and supplies and work clothing and things like that. So we're going to work to our local clubs in order to be able to do that.
And by the way, just to get things on your radar for the future and things that these Lions clubs will be doing, and again, if you have a particular idea, reach out to a Lion. Childhood cancer will be the focus in February. Humanitarian service, leader dogs and service dogs in March. Environmental awareness in April. Hunger relief in May. And vision programs in June. Vision and the service dogs are ones I'd heard about before. Fascinating. Lynn, anything else you want to tell us?
Nothing from me. Sherry, any closing comments?
I just would like to say that every donation that goes towards Lions Club International Foundation is given 100% towards our 8 global causes, which you mentioned: vision, hunger, environment, childhood cancer, diabetes, youth, humanity, and disaster relief. And please, if you can, go to Lions Club International Foundation and donate.
Yeah.
Any donation will be accepted. We accept $5, $1. We accept any donation. So
keep that in mind for your 2025 giving, doing a lot of good. Fascinating. Yeah.
So thanks for visiting with us, Scott. Like Lion Cherry said, 100% of the administrative costs are covered by Lion's member dues.
Fantastic. Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate it.